This is KERA News. Across Texas on Thursday, Catholic Diocese released the names of 286 priests and other clergy that have faced credible accusations of sexually abusing children. The list goes back to 1950. KERA's Christopher Connolly has more on the 31 priests named by the Dallas Diocese.
Dallas Bishop Edward Byrne says he's filled with sorrow and shame for the church's failure to protect children for decades.
They were abused by men who were to be trusted, and that trust was broken, and innocent lives were shattered.
The bishop tasked a team of former law enforcement officers to review files of more than 2,000 clergy members who served in the diocese. The 31 priests who were named faced allegations of sexual abuse of a minor that were determined to be credible. 17 of them have died, and several of those still living were suspended or defrocked. 5 have been prosecuted. 1 is behind bars. Byrne says all allegations are now reported to the police.
We have to do what is right in protecting our children. We have to do what is right in creating a safe environment, and we have to do what is right in being accountable.
For Paul Peterson, the bishop's words ring hollow. He says the church has spent years covering up abuse and fighting lawsuits brought by survivors, so he remains skeptical.
I hear the words. I want to believe they're sincere, but there's just been a continual pattern that they cannot police themselves.
Peterson helps lead the Dallas-Fort Worth chapter of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP. He says the damage caused by childhood sexual abuse lasts a lifetime. It took him decades to report his own abuse.
I know that this list represents a whole lot of folks that are victims that just haven't been able to come forward.
Peterson says naming priests who've abused is important. It can help survivors heal. But he wants to see law enforcement in Texas take a more active role in investigating child sex abuse in the church.
It's time to get really transparent with this cancer that's been in the church for so long.
SNAP offers local support groups and has resources for survivors. Their website is snapnetwork.org. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.